Welcome back to Life Mastery Unleashed, where we dive deep into the tools and strategies to help you grind a life of excellence and purpose. I'm your host, Ricky Camus, and today we're talking about something that's foundational to success in every area of life: self-discipline. Now, self-discipline isn't just about forcing yourself to get up early or pushing through when you don't feel like it. Those things are important. It's about setting the stage for a disciplined life. And that starts with the very first, most fundamental step: commitment. To help break this down, I'm channeling some wisdom from someone who knows a lot about discipline: former Navy SEAL commander and leadership expert Jocko Willink. Jocko's approach is all about taking extreme ownership and simplifying to succeed. Let's apply that to self-discipline. Here's Jocko on discipline and freedom.
The discipline can seem like it's your worst enemy. But the reality is, discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can. And it'll put you on that path. The path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness. And most importantly, it'll put you on that path to freedom.
Exactly, Jocko. Discipline does equal freedom. And that first step to achieving discipline is making a clear and decisive commitment. It's about saying to yourself, no matter what, I'm going to take control of this aspect of my life. This isn't about vague intentions. It's about concrete, unwavering decisions. Think about it. When you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Do you hit the snooze button, or do you get up and start your day? The first decision can set the tone for everything that follows. Making a commitment means deciding beforehand that you're going to get up and get at it, regardless of how you feel in that sleepy moment. That small act is the seed of discipline. And from that small act, everything else will grow. It's about reinforcing that commitment every single day with every action you take. Here's a simple exercise to start strengthening your commitment muscle. Tonight, before you go to bed, set a goal for tomorrow. It might be something as simple as, I will get up at 5:30 a.m. or I will exercise for at least 30 minutes. Write it down. Place that note somewhere you can see it the moment you wake up. When the alarm goes off, get up and do what you committed to. Don't think about it, just do it. This practice, simple as it is, starts to build a framework in your mind. It tells your brain that your commitments are non-negotiable. Over time, this consistency builds a robust structure of discipline that starts to spill over into other areas of your life. Here's Jocko on success.
So to me, it's not about nature or nurture. It's about choice. The people that are successful decide they are going to be successful. They make that choice.
And that's the key. Choices. How you do these small choices daily set the pattern for how you'll tackle the big choices. By mastering the art of commitment in these bite-sized chunks, you're paving the way for major achievements and massive metaphorical overnight success. Your success may not come for 10, 15, even 20 years. But you stay at it and you make the right choices every single day, multiple times a day, success will come. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles
begins with a single step. Make the first step a committed one. That's how you start to change your life. That's how you start to unleash your potential and truly master life. Thanks for tuning in to Life Mastery Unleashed. I'm Ricky Kamish, reminding you to live disciplined, live free. See you next time, where we'll dive deeper into turning your commitments into unstoppable momentum. And as always, remember, outgrind, outwork, outhustle everyone.
First, take a big step back
and literally fuck your own face.